Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer-songwriter, and author of a book titled The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super excited to have Paul Leftenegger as my guest today. Paul Leftenegger is a leader in a new genre of music he calls positive, conscious music to inspire and promote global love and kindness from within. Join us for a conversation about faith, Paul Leftenegger's sixth inspired album to help self-worth and self-love flourish by helping the soul to know its divine nature. And you'll get to hear songs from the album during the show. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, Margot, and hi, everyone.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. Oh, my gosh, Paul. I am so happy to have you on the show today. And so
I'm happy
so
to be
glad.
Here, too. And it's
glad to have you as my guest. And I think, you know, maybe given the news that you heard this morning, maybe we should talk about Louise Hay a little bit first.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense, just to definitely give some honor to Louise for, you know, I found out actually probably a couple of hours ago that she had passed away. And I just want to obviously send my condolences to everyone listening if you're just finding out. And, you know, obviously this is a big space kind of to hold, I guess what you could say is holy space for kind of her transition, if you will. I know Louise, I do want to just kind of mention, you know, obviously Louise was a big part of my past year with Dr. Christian Northrup, my friend, inviting me to basically honor her as a surprise with my song My Heart. And I flew to San Diego to be with her for her 90th birthday with everyone that was kind of joining as a public kind of birthday party that was live streamed. And, you know, watching Louise Hay and, you know, all of the Louise Hay kind of, I guess, family, if you will, kind of go on the stage and have, you know, everyone kind of put their hand on their heart. You know, over 2,500 people, I believe, did that day. And it was such a beautiful moment for kind of just that self-love that Louise was so famous for around the world. And her contribution to the world was, without question, one of the most prolific self-help, kind of self-awareness, really, quite frankly, icon that has taught so many of us kind of in the new age world of just kind of what we need to do to love ourselves and ultimately remind ourselves that life loves me or loves us.
Life
and I love
loves,
her.
Yeah.
Life loves me. It's her famous
thing.
Oh,
my gosh. Yes. So true. I mean, she came into my life a lot later than Wayne Dyer, and so amazing that it's 2 years since Wayne Dyer transitioned and became an angel in the sun, and now on the same day, 2 years later, we've got Louise Hay becoming an angel in the sun.
Yeah,
Woo!
Absolutely. I know. So, and that being said, it's a celebration of her life because she lived 90 big years on this planet and helped so many of us. So that said, I just want to kind of celebrate her life as well. And I decided, while we're talking about her, I decided to get my Louise Hay calendar. And this is the first year I've used it every day this year. And today's Wednesday, August the 30th. The message today was, I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. So I thought that was so cool that was today's kind of message and affirmation from her. And, you know, I know that we're all guided to make the right choices, and I want to just kind of amplify that today.
I love that. Would you read that one more time, please?
Yep, I will. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices.
Wow.
Amen.
You know, and you were saying you have Louise's book next to you, and I do. I have mine next to me now, the illustrated one, which is so beautiful. And on the front it says, I am at peace. All is well.
I love that.
I love
you know
myself.
What? I definitely know that she's definitely in great company.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God.
She's definitely made some waves of love.
Well, you know, I've always loved to call her and Wayne Dyer and, oh God, I don't even know the name, all of my different teachers that I call this, but treasured teachers, because, you know, I treasure them in my life. I treasure what I've learned from them, all the things that they remind me of constantly through their books and through their audios and through videos and whatever ways. And also, as you were saying too, now through other people reminding us and teaching us what they have learned from Louise Hay and from Wayne Dyer.
Yes, absolutely. And the beauty to this now, the more I kind of reflect, I had a beautiful meditation today before I, obviously found this news out, and I was going to buy a camera today. It was a big deal for me because I have thought about buying this camera forever. So I went to the Canon store where I live and finally just decided to buy this camera. And I found out actually from a text, a friend had sent me a message about Louise. And the thing that I realized in my reflection today, first at the gym and then finding this news out, I realized more and more that we are the ones that we've been waiting for to help this world. And the more I focus on this, the more I bring this into kind of amplification, doing what I do and sharing, really, quite frankly, love, expanding love is really what it's about. Louise was a master at that. I really just kind of feel that we need to remind all of the people that listen and tune in whenever that may be, whether it be on a replay or whether it be live, that we are here to really amplify love. And I feel that, we're living in very auspicious times, and I think we're on the planet with some of the most amazing souls right now. And we have all these wonderful people that are past, that have gone to the other side that will help us now, too. Wayne's been with me so much since he transitioned as well. And even this album, Faith, that we're going to talk about today, Wayne was a huge part of this. And that kind of sweet spot was from The Shift. And I wrote a song named Angelou and Hafiz that is so ironic. I would never have written this without Wayne, which means also I would never have written this without Louise. So, it's kind of interesting that we're, I believe that we are divinely aligned right now with this moment. So we're kind of making history and herstory on the planet today, I think.
So very, very true. And I just wanted to remind everybody that what you said about having a life celebration. And when my mom made her transition in October of 2006, I luckily, because of Abraham Hicks, and thanks to Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay, I was familiar with Abraham Hicks and had gone to their all-day workshop, they had helped me realize that in order to feel her with me, I had to be in gratitude, appreciation, and love, and to be in my present moments. And
totally.
It's so true, And so anyway, we had a celebration of love and had a great laughter and fun about it. And I've been able to feel her with me since then. I've been able to feel Wayne, like you said, with me ever since he became an angel in the sun. I love thinking of them as angels in the sun, so they're shining their love on us all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's cool, I work in that kind of field, if you will, and I'm kind of opening up about that more, but, I am a medium, and the reality is, that's kind of when I write music, I'm connected to the other side. And the thing that's interesting more and more as I kind of share who I am and, take off those masks, if you will, this album for me is about that. And, conscious music is really important for so many reasons because it gives us messages to be in the space that you just mentioned, which is actually, peace, love, joy, happiness, prosperity, and gratitude. And that's really when you're connected as a higher vibration to kind of connect through the veil, if you will. So I feel that, this beautiful moment is one to kind of celebrate also the word faith. And faith is defined for me as the evidence of the things unseen that you know within. And that's really why I titled this album Faith. And I really love that we have this moment to kind of, I guess, ultimately, essentially hold a sacred space today for faith. And that's really what this album's about. And so many people are involved that have paid for and funded this through Kickstarter, which is, a conscious album basically funded by souls from all around the world to do the very nature of what it is. And it's to amplify love and expand love with love itself. So I'm just really grateful.
Well, I know that Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer would both love that we're talking about love and faith. I mean, those are just definitely things that they were teaching. And when I see the word love, all in caps with the period, I think Wayne Dyer and I also think Louise Hay. They were just, were and still are just teachers of pure love. And
yeah, absolutely.
It's funny because Wayne Dyer for a while was talking about different types of love, including divine love. And what I've realized and what I've been hearing from him since he left and has been an angel in the sun is that it's just love, period. You don't have to, I mean, if you're talking about unconditional love and true love and divine love, it's just love.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need all of those ways to describe that it's not human love or romantic love or whatever. It's about loving first, as he wrote about in Erroneous Zones in his first book.
Absolutely. And the thing that I also love too is like there's so many teachers in this arena, and I know one of the people that actually is a huge inspiration to me when I kind of went through my challenging time after my father's suicide was Maya Angelou. And the thing that I, you know, Dr. Angelou was an evolutionary person for me in my kind of call, and I feel very much with Oprah Winfrey as well in just the kind of my awakening, which led me to actually Louise and all, you know, then Anita Morjani, Dr. Christian Northrup, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the list is mm-hmm. huge. And Louise was really the mothership of, quite frankly, you know, owning that publishing company that was all about self-help and changed really the face of publishing, actually. And no one's really ever touched that kind of nerve the way that Louise has. So I think even just, you know, my music is a really, quite frankly, what it is because of really the work that they all have done, you know, as a result of Louise kind of holding that divine space open. So huge bow of gratitude to everyone that has been a part of kind of that space of expansion with love.
It's
perfect.
Oh, and you're right. Oprah and Maya Angelou, oh, my God, those two women.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about love. I mean, you know, when you talk about L-O-V-E, all in caps, those two definitely come to mind.
Yeah.
And that's what we need in our world is we need more people who are willing to focus on love and not
absolutely.
Who's right and who's wrong and who's this or who's that. And, you know, comparing is just to love. And, wow. So I think that we're at a point now where I would like to talk a little bit about the song Faith, which is the title song of your new album that's coming out. When is it officially being released?
So what I've done and decided to do with great prayer and meditation and reflection is I've decided to release this on officially, it's a pre-release on September the 9th, which will then, you know, it's been sent out to all the distributors around the world now. So it's officially, like, it's in their hands. So it's going to release mm-hmm. with a pre-sale on September the 9th, which is the 9-9. I really felt guided for that. And
okay.
then basically from the 9-9, so the September mm-hmm. the 9th throughout September the 22nd is actually the official worldwide release day, which is the equinox. And I really wanted to release it kind of in that window on purpose so that it has a chance to just kind of slowly make its way really into the world and start breathing, if you will, because I believe that music and albums are totally alive with an infinite love battery that is capable of helping one go within their heart and to acknowledge ultimately their soul when it's conscious, loving, kind music, which mine is, obviously.
Oh, yes.
So Faith is really, you know, this titled track, it's going to be a bonus track that if you pre-purchase the album through any of the, you know, the various places, and you can go to my website. I should just mention that if you go to bekindness.com, so BEEKINDNESS.com, you can go to the purchase page or the purchase link and you can find out information on that, and I'll have it there for sure. And what I will have is when you pre-purchase it, you'll get actually the Faith track first, and then on September the 22nd, you'll actually receive the whole album.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So Faith comes first.
Faith comes first. Yes,
right.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, and it's going to come first in the songs that I'm going to play from your album today. And
cool.
Just so that people will know, I'm also going to play two other songs during the show, and we'll spread those out a bit and talk between them. So keep listening, everyone, if you're listening live, or keep listening if you're starting to listen to this as a replay later. So the first song that I'm going to play is Faith, and it's approximately 5 minutes. So we're going to listen to that, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more, Paul.
Fantastic. And it's officially a debut with you, and I just want to thank you for kind of holding this space open. And I'm so honored. You know, I've been on your show a couple of other times, and, you know, I just am so grateful that you've supported what I do, and I just want to thank you. And everyone who's listening today, thank you for coming, whether it be live or on a replay. So we're good to go.
Oh, thank you, Paul. You're making me get tears of joy. Okay, let's listen to Faith, everyone.
Take care of the rest. thank you, God, for making me whole.
Oh my God, Paul, I love that song.
Thank you so much. I know that song is one that I have to tell you, when I received my, you know, obviously my album from my producers, that song in particular, I listen to all of my music kind of before the world actually ever hears it. And I usually listen to it in my car, actually. It's kind of where I like to first hear it. And I went around the city where I live, and just, you know, it was a vision that I had to write that song. And that song is so truly emotional for me, and I cried for a couple of days, I think, listening to it, especially at the beginning, because it was a vision that was now no longer just faith. It was actually evidence, and it was capable of being shared now. So it's pretty cool to kind of see something that was within you come to life like music. And I'm so grateful that I get to do what I do, which in my opinion is the best job on the planet.
I am so grateful that you are living your music, you know.
Yeah.
And Wayne, as you said it in the song, Wayne Dyer always said, don't die with your music still in you. And as you know, that's why I named my show Live Your Music, was because a friend of mine who is an amazing musician, Robert Berry, he's a good friend, a great friend. I've known him for over 40 years, and he had said to me a long time ago, he goes, Margo, what do Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and some of those other guys do that you don't like? And I said, well, let's see, nothing. And then I'm going, wait a minute, Wayne says don't all the time. You know, don't die. And I'm going, oh, my God, how can I say don't die with your music still in you without the don't and without the die? And I thought, live your music.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's funny. The reason why I sent you the song, and I kind of sent it to you before, really, anyway, you were very much in my awareness
mm-hmm.
with this song in particular, just because of, you know, having been on your radio show, too, and with, you know, obviously the title of your radio show being what it is,
mm-hmm.
I just think it's just auspicious in that regard too. And, you know, Wayne's message is probably one of the greatest messages that I think as a musician I've ever heard, and I get it. And it's why I sing, and it's why I do what I do, because I will not look back at my life ever, because I now have shared my music with the world, and I'm so grateful that I get to. And that, you know, there's so many people that don't follow their dreams, and I really want to kind of encourage people. The world needs the dreamers and the dreamers right now more than ever before, and I think that's why we come here, you know. So I'm just grateful that I kind of woke up and, hello, started doing something that I think I meant to do.
You know, you are so right, and the world needs more people who are willing to dream and to go for their dreams. And
The
other thing is, I don't know if you've ever read the little booklet by Emmett Fox called Your Heart's Desire.
No, I haven't.
It's a really cool little booklet that a friend of mine gave me right after I joined Toastmasters around the beginning of 2005.
Okay.
And it's amazing. But when in it, he talks about how our heart's desires are the things that God wants us to do and what we're here to do. But because they're so big and so sometimes so scary that we are afraid to even tell anybody about it or talk about it, much less do it, because we're afraid that, oh my gosh, me? I couldn't be somebody who's supposed to do that. But living your music can, that's what I think of our heart's desires, our music. As Wayne was saying, it's not just music, songs and singing, although that is definitely a big part of it. Some people don't get it, that he doesn't mean just music. He means live your music, what you feel called to do, your heart's desires.
Yeah.
You know, for me, for example, being a mom's one of those, writing my book is one of those, hosting this show became one. You know, it's like I was scared to do it, but I just felt like I had to do it because I wanted more people to live the music that they hear calling them, and also to share the music that people like you have created. That
it's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift that you do this, and I love that you really, quite frankly, answered that call, because I think ultimately, I remember when I was called really, you know, after not too long after my dad's passing, there was nothing in me that even thought this was going to be my life. But then I remember sitting at the piano, and I'll never forget kind of just having the message come through, and, you know, God started communicating with me, really, quite specifically, because I was praying and, and meditating, and those answers were coming to me. And what's interesting is I remember first being called to do this, and I was like, oh, no, you've got the wrong person. I could never do this. And it's funny, when I look back at it now, you know, that's, you know, almost 6.5 years ago now. And what's so funny is, I mean, we really do doubt what's possible, our potential. But the thing that's funny about God and the way God works is God works through mysterious ways and miracles, and you have to hold the space open. And I've learned so much about just manifestation and being that God is alchemical and in the alchemy of all things. So God works through literally everything. And once you start to kind of wake up to that, you become, people have written me so many messages, you know, how do you do what you do? And, you know, the reality is that you have to listen within. And that's the great secret. And it's from within you that you feel and experience God first within. And yeah.
That is a biggie. So I want to make sure that people get that, to listen from within. You know, I mean, we all have so much of our attention being pulled this way and that way. And so many more people now are thinking that they have attention and do maybe have attention deficit disorder and that sort of thing. But it's because there's so much coming at us all the time. And so we need to be willing to take the time, like you said, to meditate, to go within, to listen, to be quiet, to close your eyes and just have all that, the sensory stimuli around us go away from, and to be willing to actually listen to what we hear and then trust that, like you said, have faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing, you know, even just with, I met an audiologist. I was just at a function not too long ago, and I met an audiologist that was talking about there's listening and then there's hearing. They're two different things. And whenever she's kind of with someone that she gives hearing aids to, she actually very specifically pointed out to me in a talk that she gave through something that she sent me, and it was about the fact that when you give a child hearing for the first time, it always makes her a little emotional because it's also they have to hear the hard stuff too. And then they have to learn how to listen. Because you have to learn, you know, listening is different than hearing. You'll hear it, but then you have to learn how to listen. And I'd never thought of it that way. And of course, an audiologist doing it every day, you know, the focus being on hearing and listening and the difference between the two, because you have to teach a child to hear and to listen. And I think we still are children that need to also learn that. And I realized it.
Well, that's so true. I mean, the thing is that, you know, those Russian nesting dolls that where it has the little tiny one and then bigger.
I mean,
we're like that. We're like that.
Absolutely.
We have that little tiny person inside of us, all of us, and we need to remember that tender little being is inside of us, and I think that's our spirit, you know, really.
Of course,
inside of us. And, you know, I was thinking about this also, though, as far as Louise Hay and the conscious positive music. And I remember her saying a long time ago to try singing your affirmations. You know, she's the queen of affirmations. And I remember thinking how powerful that would be a number of years ago. And I think that was actually what inspired me to, well, the lyrics for the songs Imagine and Believe that we've recorded, my husband and I, he did the music and I wrote the lyrics, but I didn't write the lyrics. Joy did. Joy is my spirit. And that's where the Margot Joy came from. That's my spirit's name. But anyway, it was like on post-it after post-it after post-it about imagining your life the way you want it to be, that one. And then Believe is about believing in yourself, believing in your dreams, believing you get to decide what songs you'll sing, you know, and that song being whatever you feel called to do. So they're actually kind of musical affirmations, musical mantras, whatever you want to call it. And your song, I mean, it's like listening to that is, I'm going to be hearing that one over and over again. it's so beautiful and it just really touches my heart. And there's a There's a quote that I have on one of my journals. I put them on Post-its and some of the fronts of journals and books that I look at in the morning. And there's one that I think by the Dalai Lama that talks about how, oh, God, I wish I had it. Why me? About love. But anyway, it gets rid of fear. I mean, you know, once you focus on the love, like you said, expands the love and it takes you past that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can think of it as excitement. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I want to share this versus I'm so scared. I can't ever do this. I'm going to hide, you know.
Well, and the thing with love and fear, I always like to just kind of say this too, just to remind, first of all, myself of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have fear or that fear doesn't pop up. Of course it can in this world. But the thing is that you have the choice to make basically in that moment. To put it into perspective, because fear is really just, quite frankly, it's just a false story, really, that's been told to you, is how I look at it. And fear is something that, you know, we have been programmed to just have, rather than, you know, a child is kind of fearless and kind of
mm-hmm.
programmed over the
mm-hmm.
years to become fearful. And
right.
I realized, you know, through my own life review of just, you know, I used to live in immense fear and anxiety before my dad died, and I knew I needed to do something about that, or I was never going to heal
right.
what I needed to. So, you know, I still trip on fear often. And when I do, I always just like to be compassionate with myself to remind myself that every time fear shows up, it's just an opportunity to love.
Oh, that is beautiful. I love that. An opportunity to love. How long has your dad been gone? How long has he been an angel?
It's been, well, it was March the 6th of 2011. And, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
been, I guess, almost, we're going to be approaching 7 years this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're at 6.5-ish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the next song that I want to play is the Angelou and Hafiz song. And I'd like you to talk about that a little bit first, and then we'll talk
sure.
about it some more after I play it.
Yeah, this is an interesting song. This one in particular, so I've been working with some radio people this particular album, and it's kind of interesting. I'm at an interesting point in my career, and what's interesting about it is just that, you know, I have been very guided about kind of how to do this particular album, and somehow I was introduced to basically two radio people, and, you know, I've kind of been the kind of musician that's done everything myself up till this point, and I realized that I'm not a master at certain things, quite
right.
frankly, and radio is one of them. I think it's an art, I think it's a science, and I think it's a thing I know very little about, actually, other than what I've read, to go to a professional. Okay? So the thing that's interesting about this is these two radio men that have been in radio for their whole life have actually noticed this song in particular. And there's two songs on this album that are being noticed by radio. And that said, this song is really special because it's every single person that's heard it has kind of a response to it. And when I wrote it, I really heard Wayne's In the Shift, you know, Wayne's great video that he did called
right.
The Shift.
Right.
And it was the famous poem that I thought actually was Hafiz, you know, in a translation. And I realized it's, I think, a little bit more than that. And it's The Sun Never Says. And I really felt guided to write the song starting with that poem. So I knew intuitively when I was writing the song, I knew I needed to sing those words. So what's interesting about the song is then Maya Angelou kind of came through, and again, I am a medium, so I feel I feel I can bring people kind of into focus that have passed, basically, and Maya Angelou came into my awareness very strongly, and she was a huge part of my healing after my dad's passing from suicide,
right.
and she actually I think she took a bus, actually, to my hometown and spoke at the university within the first year that my dad passed away, and I knew I needed to go, and she really taught me what I needed to know about healing, I think, ultimately. So I wanted to write a song about her and honor her life and her work through music. So I just was guided to just call this song Angelou and Hafiz. And it's really about ultimately kind of her life's work coupled with Hafiz's beautiful poem that was written by actually Daniel Ladinsky, who I have permission to use this poem with. And I'm just so grateful that he gave me permission to use this poem.
I'm grateful that he did too.
Yeah, and it's never been sung before, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I'm excited about it too. And I know everybody's getting really curious. So how about if I play the song?
Perfect.
And just to mention also, it's on the album twice. I didn't realize at first it was, but there's the shorter version, which I'll play today, that's just under 4 minutes. And then there's also
Perfect.
A longer version of it at the end of the album.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. So, Hafiz and Angelou. Angelou and Hafiz.
Yep.
Here we go.
Thank you so much. It's funny, that song in particular, just listening to it right now, I just realized, you know, all the rainbows have been beautiful people that have loved, like Wayne, Louise, you know, anyone out there that's loving love to life and sharing, you know, their heart essence and their pure essence and divine essence with the world. Quite frankly, Maya Angelou's great teaching was, you know, be the rainbow in somebody's clouds. And I just love that message because it is so true. When you start doing that too, what's so cool is that when you give, you receive. And, you know, once we kind of get that really figured out and, you know, thriving more and more, by exampling it and living it to life, I think, you know, that song has a great, great message for people. And what I think is really cool, I recently was at a school, and when I wrote this whole album, I just thought of the kids. I was with six-year-olds not too long ago in a school that have been using my music really for the year with a wonderful teacher who understands the power of conscious music in the classroom. And so many of these kids that I got to meet and share a moment with and a day with was so amazing because I realized that this song and these songs on this album will be so important for those kids because, and I have to tell you, I'm holding a roll of nickels that I'm not going to ever let go of because they gave me money, just a little dish of money for this album. And these little kids, touches me, touches me to have their beauty in this album too, along with many people around the world, including the kids. And I think that's the sweet spot of, if we can just kind of understand that, you know, art is from the heart, conscious music, it's just a good, positive, kind, loving message for self and others. When we get to live that, you know, and, you know, just further to add to that, you know, the science behind it is there. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, I just sang with him, or I just sang for an event actually at the United Nations that he was sharing the stage with me. And the thing
that
he's amazing. And the thing that's so cool, he was talking about those first 7 years of life and how important it is for kids to be inundated with positive, loving, kind, conscious, essentially energy and teaching. And what's really neat is that the music, I believe, is a tool, just like anything, that gets that program kind of looping. And if you ever just think of, you know, how a song gets in your head, when it's a positive song that's loving and kind, well, hello, who doesn't want that in their head?
I know. We need more of that. It seems like, you know, Dudley and I are co-managers of the West Coast Songwriters chapter in San Rafael here in Phoenix. And so once a month we have a competition of all these original songwriters. And you're right. I mean, it seems like a lot of the songs, unfortunately, I mean, not just there, but just in general, a lot of songs are about what went wrong in life instead of what went right in life.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
More, I believe we need a lot more of the, as you call it, positive conscious music that's about reminding us of the focus on all that's still right in life, you know, because I remember when my mom, when she had made her transition, before she had made her transition, I had put this message on my answering machine at work. I used to call myself and leave myself messages at the office and to remind me of things. And I had put the, I had been listening to Debbie Ford talking about what she called the right questions. And one of them is, am I focusing on what's right or what's wrong? And I had put on there, am I focusing on what's right? And, you know, there's, it's so easy to get caught up in the one little thing that's wrong or the few things that are wrong in our life, in the world, and whatever, and to forget that there's a whole lot of things that are right in the world and that are wonderful and that are joyful.
And thank God for that. My goodness. The thing, the reason why I was laughing, I just have to tell you, I used to, long ago when I was in my teenage years, I used to, because, you know, I didn't have recording devices back then at all of any kind, I used to use the answering machine because it was such a high-tech piece of equipment
to
record. I used to sing my songs that I, you know, I used to write when I was a kid into the phone, actually, on my, our answering machine. So our answering machine was full of messages of phone, you know, phone singing, essentially.
I love that. That is, I'm never going to think of the answering machine the same way again. You know, the time is absolutely flying by. We've only got about 15 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we have time to play the third song that I have queued up, and that's the Prayer of St. Francis. So if you could briefly give us an intro into that, and then we'll talk about it some more after I play the song.
Sure. So long story short of this particular song. I've written a lot of different kind of music, if you will, in the sense of just, you know, I'm often asked just how songs come to me and how my writing process or format, if you will. And, you know, every song, whenever I'm asked that question, it's the truth is every single time it's different. But I hold the space open for God, essentially, to work through me as a vessel. And the thing that happened for me in this song is I normally just write in my head and a little piece of paper, and I then go to the studio and record it, you know, in a proper studio with my producer. And this song in particular was interesting because it came so quickly. It's the fastest song I've ever written. It came so quickly, and it was from a prayer card that I went to. A woman who was a nurse had the prayer of St. Francis card as kind of the giveaway at her funeral. And I had it sitting by my piano, and it was just guidance. I would just, you know, that inner voice, pick this card up and sing the song, and I did, and I played it through once, and I was like, okay, and then basically I was like, okay, well, that was easy, and then it was, and I put it down thinking nothing of it, and the message came very strong and loud, actually, within me, record it right now. And I was like, wait, like, I don't know, how do I do that? And the answer was simply, you have everything you need. And I looked around, and I was like, okay, what do I have here? And I saw my iPhone, and it was the first time I used GarageBand. And I recorded it. I shared it just, you know, through my SoundCloud online because I loved the way it sounded. And I recorded it once through, and that song then was shared on a mountaintop in India from a wonderful sister that's a friend of mine, Sister Jenna. And she shared it with the Brahma Kumari on the top of Mount Abu, I believe it's called. And 10,000 people kind of prayed to it. And then the song, I knew it had to be on this album, Faith, because if that's not writing a song with God, I don't know what is. So,
that is incredible. You know, I'm starting to wish we had scheduled a two-hour show. So I need to play the song so that we can have time to talk about it after it, because it's around 5 minutes approximately.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the Prayer of St. Francis, which, by the way, also is one of Wayne Dyer's favorites in his book, The Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. He talks about that in detail. So here we go. For Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and all of the angels in the sun, here's Prayer of St. Francis by Paul Leftenegger.
Receive, and it's in part
Oh, Paul, that's beautiful.
That's a special one, just for so many reasons, and I'm so grateful that I had that kind of moment of divine inspiration, really, and I'm so grateful that my producers on this really brought to life the guitars in it, and I had this vision of that, and I just love the guitars in it.
Oh, it's all of these songs are so beautiful, and the whole album is just awesome.
Yeah, I feel so
blessed to have it ahead of time. And, you know, I was just thinking also, though, while we were listening to this, that our first two interviews I did with you were really wonderful, too, and had songs. Each one has a song from another one of your albums. And so I think when I do my newsletter, I'm going to include links to be able to hear the replays for those two shows as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. Thank you. And I have to, you know, it's funny how, it's interesting how things work and how this has come to be. And I just want to thank you too for supporting, quite frankly, independent artists like myself, because I know that you hold a space open that really isn't always there for people like me. And the thing, you know, I do want to just mention that, you know, everyone listening, we have a responsibility to demand better music. And I feel like I'm an advocate for essentially what we do in this world, and I think we need to start demanding that our media start sharing positive conscious music, and I think we need to start also demanding that from our radio stations, and I'm going to start raising my hand to those things more and more, and you know, it's our responsibility to kind of do those things to make this world have better music that's positive and conscious.
So true. And the thing is that I felt called to start this show and to host it, and I was doing weekly shows for a long time, but that got to be a lot. And so now I'm just doing them, you know, whenever I feel inspired to do them, whether it's one or
sure.
two or three or more in a month. Mm-hmm. But it always has to be people I feel inspired to have on the show. In other words,
right.
you know, I don't have people on because they're famous or because they've, you know, somebody told me to, or because I'm getting paid to do it, because I don't. I'm not getting
right.
paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's totally up to me who I have on and who I want to share with my audience and who I feel is doing what Wayne Dyer said, living
mm-hmm.
in you.
Absolutely.
And by doing that, by helping to make the world a better place, you know. And
yeah.
Maya Angelou, I remember her saying to Oprah, I saw this on a video, Oprah was talking about her. And on Facebook, I think it was probably YouTube originally, but she was saying, Oprah's going, oh, I'm so excited. I finally made my legacy with the school for the girls
mm-hmm.
and whatever. And Maya said, no, she says, your legacy is every life you touched. Every
right.
life you've touched. And that is such a great reminder for all of us because, you know,
yeah.
when you think about it, my mom, oh my gosh, the legacy she left through the lives that she touched of us kids and then also the people that knew her and you know, are inspired by her. I mean, you know, the thing, people forget that just by how you treat people, again, that quote of Maya's that's so popular and so true, people will forget what you said, they'll forget
mm-hmm.
what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. You
yeah.
know? And if you help them feel good, if you help them feel encouraged, if you help them feel inspired and uplifted, as you said, we need that so much right now in our
yeah.
world.
And I love that you even brought up Maya's teaching on that, because that's the sweet spot of humanity. And, you know, we need to remember that it's up to us to kind of amplify the good things going on. And we can do that through social media. You know, for you, you know, I encourage people to share your shows with people, and people that are doing good things in the world, please share them on social media so that we can all learn and find out more great things going on, because I think we need to be the solution. And that means we have to become almost like the news, essentially the news gatekeepers, if you will. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's what social media is changing in the world, is that we have that responsibility now to share the good news that we can amplify. So if you like something that's good and positive and loving and kind, share it. And, you
yeah.
know, for Joy, your show, Margot's show, share it with with people and kind of let's make some waves of love, you know?
Yeah, waves of love. I love that. You know, the thing is on Facebook and on social media, I always post positive things. I don't talk about and post about the things that are bad that happen in the world, even the prayers for whatever, you know. It's like it brings our mind back to what happened. So instead, mm-hmm. just so people will know, I notice that these things happen, but when it does, I post another poster that says love, period, or be kind to each other, or some of the other things that we can mm-hmm. do that hopefully will, like you said, have love waves going out into the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love and love and kindness. Like you said, your website is BEE kindness. I love that.
And I love the whole idea is pollinating kindness and pollinating love. Like we're the honeybees. You know, I look at ourselves, all these light workers around the world. We are the ones basically pollinating the world with love. And I love that we get to kind of, have moments like this too, because I think the more we start focusing on these things, the better the world will get from, you know, the good space and the loving humanity that we are all our potential in it is huge, and it will catch on more and more and more. It already is.
It is. It already is, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot to ask the questions that I like to ask during the show, and I want to ask them real quick for people so they can think about them. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, really living your music is living your life your way. That's what I've realized is that, you know, living it from your heart.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not a dress rehearsal. Maya Angelou used to always say this. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is real. This is real life. And I think the sooner we start taking off our masks, she was known for a beautiful poem that she wrote about masks. And she, keep in mind, she was a mute for 6 years, did not speak for 6 years. And the power of words was her big thing. So, you know, in honor of her and in your work and all the people doing the good work in this world, I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Paul. We only have like about a minute and a half left. So is there one really quick thing that you want to say to our audience before we go?
Well, I just, you know, I think we should end with Louise Hay. Just, you know, thank you, Louise Hay. And thank you to Hayos Publishing for all the wonderful work that Louise kind of brought to our awareness. And, you know, let's celebrate her for the next few weeks. And I know there's going to be wonderful kind of tributes to her, and I'm all for that. So I'm going to be doing that.
Me too.
Yeah.
And as she always said to say I love you, I really, really love you in the mirror. And to me, what I works better for me is I love my capital S self. I love myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's make that
good.
I love myself. Yeah. I love life, and I love you.
I love life, I love you, and I love everyone listening, and I thank everyone. Thank you so much for coming and listening to this whenever you are.
I thank everyone for listening, too. Thank you, Paul, for what you're doing to bring love and joy and light into the world.
Thank you. God bless. God bless you, and God bless everyone with love, okay?
God bless. God bless everyone. Thank you so much, and please, everyone, share the show with your friends and family. Let's
Amen.
Get some love waves going throughout the world.
I love it. I'm in.
Okay, me too. All right.
Okay.
Well, it's a good time to end the show then. And thank you again, Paul, for being on. Thank you, everyone, for listening and sharing your time. Bye for now, everyone.